Join us as we head back into the time machine with musical tour guide Ross Chisholm for another installment of The Land That Time Forgot. Hello, Ross.
Good morning, Taylor.
How are you this morning?
It's actually not too bad out there.
Yeah.
Bit nippy, but...
That's good. I have to say before you start, are you feeling all right this morning? You've only come in with one piece of paper.
And one-sided one piece of paper.
It's going to be a new record.
Yeah, it's thin, but lots of goodness in there as well.
All right, how far back are we going?
We're going back to the mid-late 90s, a band called Outstation, but we will talk about the band before Outstation, which was called Zavuya, which is going in 1994 up until May of 95. A three-piece, like all the lineups of Outstation, with Craig Holsworth on vocals and guitar, Jim Butterworth on bass, and Jason Graham on drums. Now, Craig and Jim had played together in The Healers, who had been reasonably successful. But they, when they cut down to a three-piece, which was Zavuya, it had a lot of grunt to it.
And Craig Holsworth, somebody that we've covered extensively at the station,
yes,
played in the Pines a couple of years ago.
Yep, exactly. But Zavuya came to an end in May of 1995 when Jason Graham decided to head back to Melbourne. So on the hunt for a new drummer. And they couldn't line up anyone permanently. So they got Nick Compton, who was then playing in full, came in to help them out. And they started gigging in July of 1995. Interestingly enough, the band was always much more of a live band, but they didn't gig that much. Craig and Jim knew the problems of playing a lot in Perth. Yeah, saw them last week. Well, I don't want to go and see them again.
Oversaturation.
Yeah, exactly. So some of the venues they played were the Harbourside, Planet, The Loft, Shenton Park, the usual sort of indie venues. But they weren't a straight indie band by any stretch of the imagination. Part of the problem they had with Zavuya is, I said they had a lot of grunt to them, but a lot of the hardcore bands didn't like them. Because, A, they were too old. They'd been around. And they weren't heavy enough. But the indie bands didn't like them because they were too heavy. So they were stuck in a bit of a void there.
They're in their own little vein.
Yeah, exactly. But people still like them. So it's like, oh, yeah.
Even when they were gigging, that is.
Exactly. So when Nick had to leave, they got Sam Carter, a young drummer, came in the end of 1995. And fairly soon after that, they started recording their debut album, which came out in April of 1996. They launched it at the Grosvenor. And we're going to take a track from that particular release. The release was called Heavy Rescue Tender. And this is a track called Three Shits.
For The Land That Time Forgot this morning, having a look at Outstation and a track from the debut record, is
yes, and that was a track called Three Shits. Craig Holsworth's sense of humour, because it was a three-piece band, and the release was called Heavy Rescue Tender.
If you remember the band, The Outstation, let us know, studio@rtrfm.com.au.
Although it wasn't apparent from that, because Taylor was saying it wasn't as heavy as she was expecting, but live, they had a lot of, as I said, a lot of grunt. A lot of young bands think, okay, we're gonna be a heavy band, so we're going to play really fast and really loud. And, of course, that's not the trick to being a heavy band. It's pulling it back. Pulling it back with the bass really pumping. And that's what Outstation had, because Jim Butterworth's bass could basically nail you to the back wall with your spine vibrating.
Such an aggressive line there, Ross. Jeez
Louise. It was. It was that sort of sound.
Were you spine nailed by Craig, by Butterworth's bass?
Yes.
Yeah.
It did have that bottom end. I was looking for it. Something that didn't turn up on the album but turned up on a compilation later on was the next track. Turned out on a compilation called Squeeze the Flock, which was a compilation put out by Begurk Studios. I'm not quite sure when the compilation came out. I think the band was may have actually knocked it on the head, but it definitely came from this period. Some of the other bands that appear on this was Rupture, Swap Meet, PB, and PB has a connection into where we're going to be going. Closet Panic, Sniveler, Dirty Whittler, or the heavier end of town. But this particular track from the compilation was called The Bass Player.
Go figure.
Yes. This is Outstation and The Bass Player.
And nice and long at 8 minutes. Settle in and get to speak again. It's like it's never going to end.
No, it's going on forever.
That is Outstation on the Land That Time Forgot this morning with The Bass Player. I reckon you picked the longest track on that compilation there.
It's the only one they play on.
Yeah.
That was taken from the Squeeze the Flock compilation. Not quite sure when the compilation came out, but I know it was recorded with the second lineup of the band. Continued gigging around, although Sam Carter left in November of 1996. They couldn't find an immediate drummer. They're having drummer problems, very Spinal Tap. So they had someone fill in briefly until they got their new drummer, which is Jamie Hamilton, so drummer number three. At that point in time, Jamie was also playing in three other bands.
Oh, gosh.
He spread the love. And one of the other bands he was playing with was PB, also known as Panel Beater, who also turn up on the Squeeze the Flock compilation. I was trying to think of all the other bands that Jamie was playing in at that point in time. He was a very busy person. Continued gigging round. Where were they gigging at? By that point in time, the Grosvenor, the Rosemount, the Hyde Park. Later on, they were playing at the Greenwich. And I would assume that when they were playing at the Greenwich, it would have to be after everything had finished upstairs, because their bass sounds would permeate the floor at the Greenwich, or the ceiling at the Greenwich, I might say, as well. Released their second album, which was called Let the Mess Shine In. And that was released in March of 1999 at the Grosvenor as well. The Grosvenor was definitely one of the venues they played at a lot. Front Room, I seem to remember as well, which was a very nice room, I have to say. And knocked it on the head in November of 1999 when Jamie Hamilton decided he wanted to go overseas, because by that point, I think he was playing in four or five bands, so he'd amassed enough money so he could head overseas. As to what happened then, Craig and Jim stayed together and took a while off before resurfacing as Tangled Star, but then went their various ways. So Craig Holdsworth is still out there, still releasing solo albums, although not gigging much as he used to. He was at the 2017 In the Pines, where he had almost a one-off band, although I know they did a couple of other gigs as well. Jim Butterworth, last heard of playing in a band called Blue Torch Revival, although that was last year, and I'm not sure what he's doing now. All the drummers, as far as I know, have left the music scene. And that sort of takes us up to date, I think. So we'll have a track from their last release, which was called Let the Mess Shine In. And given what we've been, the title of the tracks we played, which is Three Shoots, The Bass Player, and they're all to do with Craig Holdsworth's sense of humour. So he's actually called this last one, Do You Remember Buffalo Headstand? Now, Buffalo Headstand was a band that played in Perth in the early 70s.
Oh, wow.
With Jim Fisher, probably best known for the fact that Jim Fisher, while on stage, well, not on stage, because he fell off stage while he was performing and broke his leg.
Oh, my gosh. This has turned into a Land That Time Forgot inside a Land That Time Forgot.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Landception.
So I don't think anyone apart from Craig and those who were around at the time would know who Buffalo Headstand was, but that's what he called the song. So Outstation and Do You Remember Buffalo Headstand?
That is another week of Land That Time Forgot. Ross Chisholm, thank you very much.
Not a problem.
We're going to see you next Tuesday.
Yes, with something a little bit different.